We're back here on Giants.com at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. Now we're joined by the former head coach of UCLA, Washington, and Colorado, Rick Neuheisel.
Been fired by a lot of teams. That's exactly right.
But he's been hired by Sirius, and that's why he is here covering the NFL Combine. All right, Coach, first of all, let's talk about the draft class in general. How do you evaluate this group as a whole?
Well, I think there's always great talent in every draft class. College football, like the NFL, is making great advances in the science of nutrition, the science of strength and conditioning. So I think the athletes are more prepared each and every year because we get better to take the next step and move to the NFL. What's happened, though, is the games have changed. Yeah. The evolution of the games, because of the rules, you know, college football, in particular at the quarterback position, is a much different game than what's played at the NFL, where you stay in the pocket traditionally and make plays from that particular throw. You know, college football has this world where the offensive lineman can block up to 3 yards down the field and still throw a forward pass. So we've got this advent of what we call run pass option plays, where the offensive line's blocking a run. The quarterback may or may not hand off. He may be throwing a ball down the field based on what the defense reaction is. And because of that, you really have to work hard as a evaluator to determine, can this guy make the throws we need him to from a pocket with the rush? Can he anticipate? Because people don't stay open in the NFL. They get open, but they don't stay open because of the great speed of the guys in the secondary. And can he do what we need him to do to take us to the place that everybody wants, is hoisting the Lombardi Trophy?
And you mentioned the offensive lineman, another position that's getting a lot harder to evaluate with the spread offense. Some of these offensive linemen in college aren't even in a three-point stance,
right,
which they'll have to do at the NFL level. As a coach, you also was in the NFL with the Ravens and a college coach. How do you try to figure out what these college offensive linemen can do in the pros, given you haven't actually seen them do the stuff you need them to do?
Well, that's where these offensive line coaches from the NFL, when they go to pro days and so forth, will be able to put these guys through a myriad of drills and find out, you know, the athleticism. There's some tape out there available where there's drop back pass happening, but certainly not the level of footage that you'd like to glean from to try to make these decisions. And then you're also going to, you know, as we look at the top players, there are a number of them from the SEC, the top conferences in college football. You can line up and say, okay, that left tackle, he played against Myles Garrett in this particular week. Let me see him against what I know is going to be an NFL-talented guy. Years ago, it would have been who had to block Jadeveon Clowney. I'll find out who can do that. And I think you just try to find matchups that are going to be NFL-like matchups and make some decisions off of that.
Final question, what do you think the adjustment's going to be? Are NFL teams going to start adopting some more collegiate stuff to put into their system because of the players that are now joining their team through the draft? Or is college, you think, going to swing back maybe towards the way the pros do stuff? Or do you think it's just going to continue down this road more and more?
That's an age-old question, and I think you can answer it both ways. Certainly there's been an evolution to spreading the formations. There's been more of an inclination to throw the ball more often and make decisions from the pocket. Guys like Tom Brady and Peyton Manning have made it a science of seeing what's going on in the defense without huddling and making decisions at the line of scrimmage as to how to attack, and that's going to keep happening. But because of the 45-man limit on an active roster on a game day, I don't think you can ever have the quarterback be a legitimate run threat on an every-down basis. Cam Newton might be the exception there, but most are going to say, you know what, we've got to protect our franchise player here, because if he goes down, just look at the Oakland Raiders when they lost Derek Carr. He goes down, so too does our offense. So we need to be mindful, as much as we'd love to do things and put defense in a predicament numbers-wise, we also have to be able to throw from the pocket.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much, and have fun the rest of the weekend.
My pleasure. Go Giants.
Coach Rick Neuheisel joining us on Giants.com. We'll see you next time.